Well, I think for a long time we've already had boot camps that haven't been proven to be very successful. I'm not saying that it won't be successful, but I think we all see the way I was looking about it, our students need progression into something. Is boot camp seen as the be all and end all of how our students are going to be, or our young people? Or is it a boot camp that's going to lead into employment? Because ultimately, we can put all kinds of barriers and obstacles in front of our students, say, you've got to do this now. But at the end, what is the end game? What's the end goal? Is it discipline, or are we just looking at discipline for discipline's sake, or are we looking at it to become disciplined to go into work? I don't really know, because it's a bit fragmented at the moment.
What do you think, though, I mean, about the discipline side of things? Because a lot of people are saying no, especially in light of all the riots. It was particularly bad in Manchester. Do you not think discipline is exactly what they need? Everyone's being too soft on these kids.
I absolutely believe in discipline, 100%. But what I'm saying to you is, are they just going to concentrate on, here's a boot camp, these are the new school teachers, and this is how it's going to work? Because again, now, what the government and what everyone are asking is, what's the end goal? You know, we've opened up a new training centre. The first thing that the head of the job centre said to me was, Bob, what's the end goal? And the end goal has to be employment. So whether they're going to say to these students, do all this boot camp, do all this, and we will progress you to this, then I would say definitely do it. But if it's going to be boot camp to punish people and then try to discipline them but nothing at the end, it's not going to work, because we've had all that before. It has to be progress to something. That's all I'm trying to say. It's got to go somewhere.